You have one partner who genuinely loves the other, but the genuine love is not mutual. One partner truly has feelings of tender affection for the other, but that tender affection is not mutual. It's not flowing both ways. The love and the affection flow from one person to the other, but it does not flow from the other back to the one. It only flows in one direction instead of in both directions, in two directions. The fact that that love and that affection are not flowing in both directions can still diminish the power of touch when that touch occurs. And I mean from the most surface level touch to the depths of touch. And this is what I mean by that. When one or both partners don't love each other, they tend to sort of harden their hearts towards each other. They kind of harden their spirits to each other. They make their inner being somewhat coarse, C-O-A-R-S-E, coarse, somewhat hardened towards their partner. And when we are hardening our inner being, the spiritual part of us, the invisible part of us, remember what I've shared with you before, we are the inner part of us which we cannot see, and we are the physical part of us that we do see. And when we harden the inner part of us, we have a negative impact on the physical part of us. To an extent, we render the physical part of us harder, less soft, less tender, and as a result, less receptive to the touch, the physical touch. If we're not truly receiving each other's words, if we're not truly embracing each other emotionally and mentally, spiritually, as well as physically, then the significance of the physical touch is reduced. We've hardened our spirits to it. As a result, we've hardened our physical bodies to it. And as a result, it doesn't have nearly the impact that it should and could have if we were tender towards each other. And it can be a situation wherein both partners are somewhat hardened towards each other. Or, ladies and gentlemen, it can take just one to mess that up. Only one partner can be somewhat hardened towards the other, and it will mess up the power of touch for both. Because the one who is hardened is somewhat blocking the flow of the invisible parts of the affection that flow from our hands when we touch, from our arms when we embrace. The person's not really receiving that. And as a result, it's not having quite the impact that it could and should have. Now, I shared with you, that is true with the most surface level touches to the deepest touches. And this is the reason I said that. What I just shared is true whether we're talking about a partner just gently and briefly rubbing the shoulder of their partner, whether we're talking about one of the partners caressing the back, the stomach of their special someone, whether we're talking about taking it even further than that and embracing and kissing. And while embracing and kissing, one person who is truly committed to the person that they're hugging and kissing, is truly pouring out affection and love with their embrace as well as with their kiss. While for the other one, it is purely physical, because spiritually and emotionally, they don't feel their partner, because their partner, for whatever reason they decided, doesn't mean much to them. So they've hardened themselves to what their partner has to offer. And so the touch doesn't mean as much as it could. Despite the fact that they are embracing each other and kissing each other, both are deprived, because the one who is hardened does not receive nearly as much as they should, but neither do they give nearly as much as they should. And so the one who is giving much receives little, because the one that they're giving to offers little to them. As a result, the touch is diminished in its power. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes even further than that. If that person has a hardened spirit, they've hardened their mind to their special someone. Even when they come together sexually, because they've hardened their spirits, remember, they have also hardened their bodies on some level, whether they realize it or not, whether they intended to harden their bodies or not. A lot of times, people will deliberately harden their spirits, harden the inner person, personality, mind, just not with the person that they're with. They're just disconnected and don't intend to connect with them. They harden their spiritual hearts. And whether they realize it or not, whether they intend for this to happen or not, they also, on some level, have to also harden their bodies, because their bodies go with the spirit. And so when they come together sexually, even the genitalia are not as sensitive to touch as they should be, because of the hardening of the spirit. And of course, the end result, the most intimate touch known to mankind is diminished even in its power because of the hardening of the heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, don't deprive yourselves for the sake of denying your partner. Do what you need to do to become fully committed to your partner, making it your business to be committed to them, so committed that when you think about intimate and sensual touch, the only person who comes to your mind is your partner, and you with your partner. Reverse what you've been doing, and instead of hardening your spirit anymore, deliberately become tender towards your partner. Become affectionate towards your partner so that you can receive the love and affection that they send to you, and so that you can give to them. You can send back to them tender love and tender affection that are sincere. Because when you're both flowing that way and your spirits are softened, your bodies are softened, softened in the sense that you're receiving and giving, giving and receiving, you are in position to thrill each other with your touch. Touch will be much more powerful in its impact, whether you're simply stroking the shoulder for a moment, whether you're simply caressing the body for a moment, whether you're embracing and kissing, or whether you're sharing in sexual love, the power of that touch can mean so much when you're flowing together tenderly. Till next time.